You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. For more than a year now, Congress has been sitting on legislation to get more semiconductor chip factories built in the U.S. This is a technology where the U.S. once led, but has now lost both market share and its spot on the technological cutting edge. After languishing for months, the bill looks like it's getting enough bipartisan support to maybe pass. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
You know, a lot of people agree that we need to build more high-tech chips here at home. They go into so many different things. What has been the holdup in Congress?
Yeah, and in fact, both chambers have passed their own versions of this legislation already, but they've been working on reconciling differences between the House and Senate versions. And if you really want to go back, Sabri, Washington has been working on this issue for about 2 years now. So the holdup in this latest case was from Republicans in the Senate. They objected to an unrelated reconciliation bill Democrats wanted to pass that included new taxes. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin scuttled those provisions, and Republicans are now signaling support to move ahead with the CHIPS legislation.
And this latest version of the bill, how exactly would it encourage more chip building in the U.S.?
So this is a narrower bill than what Democrats originally hoped to pass. It provides $52 billion in incentives and subsidies to big chip-making companies, so they'll build foundries in the U.S. The White House, lawmakers in Washington have all called this a national security issue because what the pandemic exposed is that there are just too few factories, which the entire globe relies upon to build chips. Now, countries are competing now to entice chip makers to invest in factories within their borders. The Biden administration has been warning that we're running out of time to compete with those other countries, and we're expecting votes in the Senate later today to try to move this legislation forward, Sabri.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.